Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk. It's a show where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, names in Africa.
Everybody you talk to in our generation would have to say, from what I was told, you know.
And then Harande is literally a Fulani name, and the name simply means a hero.
Well, the continent of Africa, as we all know, has a long history, being the largest continent, about three times the United States of America. The continent has riches including names, wealth, symbols, and everything you name it. Tonight, we will explore names in Africa. Of course, in our usual light-hearted manner, so please stay tuned. Omdafer, Gango Yusufu Matoma, Yahya Hussein. And now it's time to welcome to our show my colleague, Yusuf Harande. Welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Sunday.
Of course. On the phone line, we have our friend Nice.
Hello.
Welcome aboard, Nice.
Always fun to join you guys.
You're welcome. Whether names in Africa carry a great meaning and symbolism, it depends on which part of Africa an individual is from. Well, I spoke to Dennis Masawe, and I wanted to know the meaning of his name, since he's from the foothills of Mount Kilimanjaro.
Masawe for the Machame people would mean, maybe, I'm not sure about this, maybe it would be different for a Masawe maybe in Masama. I don't know if there's even a Masawe in Masama. But I know Masawe, from what I was told, now everybody you talk to in our generation would have to say, from what I was told, you know. See, what happened was... So what happened in my case is that I was told that Masawe is derivative of Masa.
Oh.
Masa meaning...
Masa meaning what?
Meaning wealth. You know, Masawe, you bear wealth or something like that. Now,
okay.
So far I haven't got the wealth yet, so I don't know, maybe I got wealth in a different way, you know what I mean?
Exactly, in a whole different ways, so you just never know, right?
You know, maybe it's coming, I don't know, but I'd love to see the fruition of that wealth, you know, wealthy kind of deal. So Masa means wealthy, from what I was told from the, you know, the ancestral passage of rites, so to speak, you know, and pretty much that's what it means from what I was informed.
Sure, and since you just said that, I want to follow up with something else that's just as the same. It says that some people believe these names really stick to them, and maybe once you get that name, it will follow you in your life. For example, if you get a name, like you said, wealth, it happens in your life, or if you're given the name of a great hero in your tribe, does these names follow? Or people, when they do that, they believe they will?
I think names have that ability, because it's true. I totally believe that.
Okay.
That names bear characteristics.
Okay.
And, you know, the chemistry behind it, I think, is the spirituality, because there is a soul to the name.
Thank you, Dennis Masawe from Tanzania. This is Let's Talk with your host, Sunday Shomari, and we are discussing names in Africa. Back to the studio. I want to start with you, Mr. Randy Yusuf. Tell me about something. We are from the richest continent, the African continent. We have our values. We have our names. We have our teams. And therefore, tell me about something. I've listened to a lot of names. Just as Yusuf, Yusuf, I'm Sunday, we have Nise, we're all from different parts of Africa.
It's a Hebrew name. I have a Hebrew name.
Oh, you do have a Hebrew name. Okay, so you don't have an African name, but I'm sure you do have an African name somewhere, your parents' name. Okay, we'll tell us about it. So let me start with you. Yusuf Harande, when you mention your name in Hausa or in Nigeria or in Africa, what does that mean?
Well, Mr. Sunday, as you have mentioned earlier on, yeah, of course we have a lot of... Africa is blessed with so many potentials, and is rich. Yeah, sure. We do have names in Africa whereby most of the names, they have origin, they have history. And those names, sometimes they are the symbol of certain histories or certain things that have happened in the past. So some parents chooses to name their kids with those names just to kind of have to reflect back or to kind of keep the history going. So that is why some parent chooses to give their kids different names with different pronunciation, different way of, you know. So it depends. And like my name, as you have mentioned, is Yusuf Harandi. Yeah, of course, Yusuf is pretty much is an Arabic name, which, you know, the history of is one of the God's servants' name. And then Harande is literally is a Fulani name in Africa, outside in Nigeria particularly. And the name simply means a hero.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
A hero.
A hero. We have a hero here.
Yeah.
He bowed down, sir.
Exactly. Yeah, right. That's it.
Okay.
So pretty much there are a lot of different names from different culture, different groups. And like in Nigeria, sometimes you, from the person's name, you'll be able to tell which group of ethnicity he comes from.
Okay.
Or right. You can tell, oh, yeah, he comes from so-so-so region within the country.
Right.
Because the names are pretty much similar and unique.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's very well said. Okay. Coming to you, Nisei. This Nisei, as you said, is a Jewish name. So tell me your African name now. Sure, you have an African name.
Well, the origin of my name is, I'm half Lebanese, so
okay.
It's a Lebanese/Hebrew name, and Anise means good company, but I'll focus on the African name.
Okay.
Okay, because I don't technically have a strong African name. I do wish I had one.
Okay.
But I don't, because I really enjoy the names, because they're definitely conversation starters. Mm-hmm. Although my Anise, I'm not going to dog it. People always ask me, what does it mean? Where did you get it from? Mm-hmm. But I think the main focus why Africans use all these, you know, very cultural names is because we have a rich culture.
Right.
You know, it shows your origin. It talks about your family background. And mm-hmm. sometimes I've had friends where the dad's name is like, you know, Abdul 1, Abdul 2, Abdul 3, Abdul 4, and you wonder why. Mm-hmm. That's because they're so proud of their name, of their culture, and you say the name and the last name, and they immediately know where you're from, who your father is, what village you're from, what town, what city. And, you know, sometimes like the Nigerians, your names really stick out. If you run into someone at, you know, you on the job, wherever, and they say their name, you should have known, well, are you Nigerian or are you Cameroonian? So it's a good way to show pride of, you know, of your heritage. And I think that's one of the main things. Although nowadays, some of the people are changing their names up in the Western world. Because, and I can understand, it's too difficult for people to pronounce in the Western world. So you meet people who are, you know, like Kadijatu. It's a very common name in my country. And now all these people, in fact, my best friend is called Kadijatu, but we don't call her Kadijatu anymore because Americans don't know how to say it. So she goes by Katie.
Oh, really?
People, yes. And in fact, most of the Kadijatus are now saying they're Katies. They westernize it.
Hold it right there. Diverse tribes from places like the Serengeti, Sahara Desert, and Mount Kilimanjaro in the continent of Africa provide a wealth of naming heritage representing great warriors, beauty, and traditions passed down through generations, and that is according to babynames.net. But do these names really stick and follow people in their lives? Well, we will find out. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari. I'm here in our Washington studio with Yusuf Harandi and our guest on the phone, Nis Nis. Right now, we're discussing names in Africa. Some individuals in Africa are named from other family members, such as their grandfathers, grandmothers, uncles, aunties, or circumstances of their birth. But why is that? I spoke to Esther Membe, and I wanted to know the reason for that.
I think it is a way, you know, like the typical African concept is where your ancestors are like demigod, you know, like little gods, like the spirits who we would always think watch over us.
Okay.
So sometimes when you name a child after a grandparent or a great-grandparent, you're just trying to keep the spirit alive. So you're trying to bring down that ancestral heritage, just trying to keep your traditions and your heritage. It's something like that.
Okay.
And the thing is, even in modern day, find that in Africa we still do name our children after our forefathers. But I think in the urban areas, at least now, we do look at the meaning of the name. In the rural areas, you could still be named after a frog and no one cares. I'll give you an example.
Okay.
My sister has named her son after my dad, and
okay.
he got his name from his grandfather.
Mm.
And that name is Alinani. Alinani means God with us.
Okay.
So you still find we still carry this on. I mean, even my daughter is named after my sister. So
okay.
we still carry it on. I think it's just a way of trying to the spirit of our ancestors and family.
Right.
Try to keep it in the family, just holding on to our heritage.
You tell me the common names that you always see families name their kids.
Well, like in Zambia, the kind of typical names that we have going on here, a lot to do with our family, with heritage.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Bemba. Bemba is probably the most common tribe or language in Zambia.
Mm.
There's probably more Bembas than any other language around here.
Okay.
There's names like Mpundu. Mpundu means a twin.
Okay.
So you'd find like there'd be a set of twins.
Right.
And both of them are being called Mpundu. It's not necessarily their name.
Mm.
So they can have a different name. Like, well, just for example, someone can be called Betty or Diana or whatever.
Right.
But then they'll always be referred to as Mpundu.
Mm.
So when someone is called Mpundu, then you know that
you know
person
this
is
a
twin.
It doesn't matter whether it's a male or a female.
No, it doesn't matter. Male or female, they'll still be called Mpundu.
Okay.
And then... Mm-hmm. The child who's born after the twins is always called Chola.
Oh, that's what Chola means.
So if someone's name, yes. So if someone is called Chola, then you know that they are born immediately after a set of twins.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you'd have like really crazy names, which I have no idea why our forefathers would do this to us. I mean, this is a punishment.
Wow.
Like from the Lozis, there's a tribe called Lozis, there's a name called Simbotwe.
Simbotwe.
And this means frog. I mean, I don't know why they would do this to us, but yeah.
Frog?
and it's a name which can be a surname.
Whoa.
It can also be a first name.
Is
so,
that right?
You know, if it's a first name, well, I suppose you could change it. But if it's a surname, there's not much you can do about it. Like, I don't know. I have no idea why anyone would do this to us. But, yeah, it's there.
like for you, Esther, you have this name. Esther is a common English name. What about your Zambian name?
My Zambian name is Namukonda, which means
Namukonda.
Loved one.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're the loved one in the family? Is that what
I'm
it means?
I'm really lucky.
Thank you, Esther Membe from Zambia. And a reminder, tonight on Let's Talk, we're discussing names in Africa. Back to you guys in studio.
At the end of the day, the moment you say your name, it kind of tells that you're not from the Western world. And if you're from Africa, you kind of know where that person is from, if you're well in tune with your heritage, all the African continent. So, you know, it's family's way of showing, you know, history.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes religious beliefs.
Uh-huh.
You know, sometimes to show, you know, your history and, it, you know, various reasons, different folks, different, you know, different strokes. But I got a Hebrew name, and because my father is Lebanese, so they chose to give us all Arabic names, so to speak. So unfortunately, or fortunately, because I do love my name.
Yeah.
You know, but I think that's why they do it, and I think it's a great way to carry on. But I tell you, most of the kids, they come out here, and they've grown up, and they're going to the corporate world. They tend to change your names. I don't know if you guys have observed that.
I've observed it a lot of that. I've seen a lot of that, of course.
I don't think it's because they're embarrassed. I think they just... The hassle of someone mispronouncing your name all the time becomes a pain, and you get it's irritating. So they give them something more simple, and you know they change it up. And the Indians, you know, the Indians never give you the right name. They all Joe, Jane, and Johns, right? Because their names are Raja, Jesh, Jaja. No one wants to go through all of that. So I think basically it's because it's too hard.
So you just want to make it easier for other people to be able to mention.
Yes, and you know, and when people go out for interviews, they pull their resume. They don't want people to see their resume and know that they're not part of this world. Believe it or not. But the main reason why I think parents do that is it's a sense of pride.
Okay.
The bottom line is it's a sense of pride.
It's a sense of pride at the end of the day. Like, I would say, I'll tell you where I'm from. Is the coastal Tanzania, and we have this name as our family name, Simba. Sunday Simba, and Shomari is my last name. But trust me, if you mention someone by the name of Simba, they can tell you exactly where you're from.
Exactly.
They take so much pride of that name, because it's of, like, just like Haranda. That's someone who is a hero, a strong man, a leader, because Simba means a lion. So that's how we take it that way. And a reminder, tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing names in Africa. Back to you, Yusuf Arundi. You mentioned something very important here, that some people have these names because of circumstances that happen to their families. Some people, of course, is because of their grandfathers. Some people, it's because of their grandmothers. Yeah. And I asked someone today, Dad, does these names stick and follow you all your life to be like that someone they named you or not? What do you think?
Well, to be honest with you, Mr. Sunday, to some larger extent, I would say yes.
Okay.
And other way around, no.
Okay. Why yes and why not?
Yeah. Because I happens to see a lot of people who were named after some prominent people, some heroes, some people that impact people's life. And believe it or not, those kids, they happens to be very generous people. They happens to be kids with a very good way, good manners. Peace will be back again. She's making me back like a bingo, and I couldn't try to be single. And the way that she's dancing, I don't know. She's making me back like a bingo, and I couldn't try to be single. And the way that she's dancing, I don't know. Cause tonight, you tune to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back in a moment.
What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Bungani in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you for joining us on Upfront each Wednesday, 17:30 UTC, for a lively discussion on issues that are topical, challenging, and always engaging.
The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Ooh, without my family, I don't think I would have been here today, because they gave me a lot of support morally.
Dante, AU, African Youth, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this whatever?
Employment rates are climbing, so definitely there's less jobs in the market now.
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari. Back to the studio.
Well, I know that's why people do that for the most part. Or to show pride, like a very rich family, a very famous family. That's exactly why people do that. But most of the time, you're just lucky that it ends that way. It's not because they have the name. It's because it just happened that person had that personality trait.
But
the
also,
name does nothing for that person to carry on that touch or be like that person.
Okay.
I just think it's a lot of pressure.
But also, I think in African tradition, is this something people like? They do have a specific naming ceremony, the day that maybe 7 days after the baby is born. How is this done? Because I've seen this culture some places, mostly in the west of part of Africa. I haven't seen it most in east part of Africa. So maybe you can tell me, Nise, how does this work?
Absolutely. They do have the naming ceremony, but that does not mean, and we have naming ceremony, even in the Christian religion, the Muslims do it too. Yes, it's just a tradition we do when the baby comes home, but that does not mean that you have to name the baby after someone famous. It's pride. It's just a show of pride and heritage, but the fact that they have the ceremony puts no pressure on you to name that baby after someone famous or important. I just think that tradition is fading away, it's dying out, but there's some cultures, and you didn't name the Nigerian people. They're very big on that. That's not big on where I'm from. I'll be very honest with you. Maybe because I'm a city girl.
So from Sierra Leone, this is not such a big thing. It's not that way. Okay. Maybe you can tell us, Yusuf Harandi, Nigeria, how that ceremony carries out.
Well, naming ceremony for a baby is a huge event. Is something very, very... In Nigeria is very important, regardless of religion or anything.
Yeah,
it's a huge celebration because it's a time that you jubilate and invite your friends, your well-wishers to come and jubilate with you because of the blessings the God has already given to you. So honestly, naming ceremony in Africa or in Nigeria particularly, it's a very, very huge thing.
So give me a scenario. How is that going to be that day when you have a naming ceremony? What happens?
Well, actually, let me give you on my own experience. I remembered when I had my first child.
Okay.
Honestly, despite the fact that it happens on that very day, my wife, she's still admitted on the hospital.
And what day is that? The very first day the day baby is born?
Yeah, actually, he was born in the hospital, and they've been in the hospital for the whole, for almost 9 days.
Oh, okay.
Because there was an issue during the delivery.
Okay.
So, as such...
So, after how many days you did that ceremony?
We did it on the seventh day.
Seventh day, okay.
Yeah, that's the tradition.
So, okay, so how was the ceremony?
Usually, in our tradition, you have to get a big ram. Or maybe
you are not playing.
Yeah,
this is a big thing.
Absolutely. Okay. It's as you know. Honestly, you spend as much as you never think on that already. And your family, your well wishers,
friends are invited.
Yes, exactly. They will be invited. They will just be giving you money, and stuff.
Okay.
They'll just be bringing.
So they're not just coming empty handed.
No. They're not coming empty handed.
Africans
just be
never go empty handed.
Of course. You know, Africans. You know the courtesy of Africans. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they'll just be bringing stuff. In fact, honestly speaking, I cannot remember buying
anything.
A diaper for my child.
Wow.
Oh, I've never bought a diaper for him. But believe it or not,
done in the baby ceremony, not naming ceremony, not during the baby shower. You didn't have a baby shower.
No, we don't have baby shower.
Okay,
it's the baby naming ceremony. Believe it or not, up till today, as I'm talking to you right now, my child still has some gifts of clothes
that he got that day.
Yeah, he got on that very day.
Sunday, I think we were born in the wrong African country.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Well, you know what, Nise? What happens in my part of Africa when they have these things coming, they do a baby shower. So usually people get those presents on that baby shower day. Well, thank you guys. Thank you so much. And Africa, this is your turn. All our listeners out there, it is time to give us your input.
My name is Mike Pesambili Mohagam, and I'm from Tanzania. I think names, they have a meaning in a way that depends on the background of one's background. Most people, especially in Africa, they do have either a middle name or first name as a traditional name, and then they follow what we call Christian name. So for some of us who have been baptized to Roman Catholic churches and other churches, we tend to go with two names, you know, traditional name, which probably comes from perhaps your grandfather our grandmother, just to kind of recapture the moment or event that went through their lives so that you can also continue with that tradition. Personally, for example, my name is Michael, which is pretty much a Christian name. But my middle name, which is also my name, is a traditional name, is Pesambili. Now, going back to the question, where does it come from? What does it mean? I'm told it was my grandfather's name. And he was given that name because he was the only man in the village, according to what I heard. I don't know the truth. I wish I could have gotten a chance to talk to him about this. But I'm told that he was a man who was some sort of a clerk, a colonial clerk. And because his pay was 2 shillings a day, he was seen as a rich man. And so people started calling him Pesambili.
My name is Chapi Mosokameng. I am in South Africa, capital, Pretoria. And I... Sometimes you just sit back and you just, it's one of those moments as a person or a family where you decide to go with a particular name. Some may spend the emotional part of that process of naming to say, hey, it's such a beautiful name, but we hope that this name will represent this individual, especially through his deeds. So I tend to think that, yes, there's a desire for the name as it's given and carried by the individual to have a particular impact or image. A particular behavior that's exactly adored by either the family or the community. So, yes, like I have my mechanic. His name is Challenge. And the guy's a mechanic, and he specializes in the electrical parts of the car. And I don't know about you, but I've always veered away. But when it comes to the electrical, I just stay away. And Challenge, his name, precedes him because he knows how to do electrical. So there you have it. You know, I think that sometimes it works out nicely. And then sometimes it doesn't. I was at this symposium on last week, matter of fact. It's called the Blue Economy. And the person who was sitting there, his name is General Mudimu. In Sesotho, Mudimu means God. And that's his last name, you know. And he's big in the Navy, and he carries himself in that particular way. So he's General Mudimu. So it was almost like he's called General God. I never tell you. She go on take cigar before anybody. She go on make you open door for him. She go on make him man wash break for him for kitchen. She wants salute man, she go sit down for share.
Let's talk. That's the program you tune to, and our topic tonight is names in Africa. It's time now for the unusual story of the week, and let's join Maya DeWitt.
A 91-year-old Polish woman who was thought to be dead woke up in the mortuary 11 hours later. The woman was declared dead by doctors after her niece found her not breathing in their home. She was taken to the morgue and put into cold storage, where she startled workers after she began moving after several hours. Turns out, the woman wasn't actually dead, but instead had a weak pulse that went undetected by doctors. She was returned home to her family, where she warmed up to a bowl of hot soup and 2 pancakes. I'm Maya Dawit, and that's your unusual story of the week.
Thanks, Maya, and that's it for our show on Names in Africa. A big thank you to our guests, Dennis Masawe from Tanzania and Esther Membe from Zambia. Thank you also to my colleague Yusuf Arandi, and of course on the phone my guest Nice here in the studio, and Jackson Mvongani is our producer. And as usual, send in your comments and story ideas. We love to hear from you. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942 and leave us a voicemail message. The number again is 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be dancing in Africa. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shumari. See you next Monday. Ciao.